The early portion of the meeting featured a motion to bring in a consulting firm that would have hired principals, teachers, and support staff for three failing schools. The proposal was defeated 4-3, and audience members voiced their displeasure.
You're not working for our children. Amen. All of you all need to be removed from the board that don't have... You need to turn in a resignation. Pray about it.
The meeting began a downward spiral when bickering between board members Vervin Muhammad and Rodney McFarland ended with a challenge from McFarland to Muhammad.
Okay.
Mr. Trout.
You want to take it outside and talk about it.
The two made amends and shook hands prior to board member Clarence Sharp bringing a motion to the floor to put Superintendent Harris on administrative leave with pay for 30 days pending an investigation. That motion was never brought to a vote because Vervin Muhammad introduced a separate motion to end the heated meeting.
I move to adjourn the meeting. Second the motion.
Afterward, despite her position being safe for the moment, Superintendent Harris declined to speak to KEDM.
No comments.
Board member Clarence Sharp says he introduced the motion because he'd like greater scrutiny for the superintendent's actions.
Well, I brought the motion to the floor because of concerns for the people in the district, because the number of calls that I get about her and the way that she's doing things in the school system, I just feel like we should have put on administrative leave until we have an investigation on what we need to do.
And what would you like to see investigated?
I'd like to see, well, you got some attitude problems. You got some strong tactics telling people what not to do and what you can't do and what I'm going to let you do. And all.
Rodney McFarland saw the motion as unnecessary.
That was stupid. That was ludicrous. What was discussed out here in open board meeting to bring such a motion on the floor? Nothing. Nothing. So what merits did that motion have? Nothing. That was ludicrous. Hogwash.
The Monroe City School Board does not meet again until next year. For KEDM, I'm John Hughes.